This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with F5 Networks, one of the leaders in application delivery today. Today, we're going to be talking about one of their latest releases of the product, Firepass, and this is release 6.0.2, and here on the line to talk about it with us is Nigel Baker, who's the product marketing manager at F5 Networks, and also Hari Krishnan, who's the product manager for the Firepass product. Welcome both of you to the podcast.
Good morning.
So, Hari, we'll start with you. What is the new release of Firepass all about? And let's talk about some of the benefits with that release.
With this release, we're actually announcing three key capabilities. One is primarily what we call as application-ready access. And by that, I mean the ability to support a wide range of applications that we have pre-qualified and worked with the application vendors. The other two pertain to the area of client device support, ability to provide access from a wide range of client devices. And specifically in this release, we're adding support for mobile devices, the Windows mobile platforms, as well as iPhones, and extending our laptop or desktop support for the new client operating system, specifically the Vista 64-bit and the XP 64-bit and Intel Max. So, in terms of the overall benefits for this, the key benefit is keeping productivity high, whether it's, you know, for a mobile worker or a remote worker coming in from a wide range of devices, pretty much any device that has a browser, and getting them access to the application and the data that they need in order to do the work.
Now, you mentioned a term that kind of went by, but maybe we can expand on it a little bit. Describe what you mean by application-ready access, because I know that app delivery is one of the primary things that F5 does, but how does that apply in this particular release?
Sure, absolutely. And as you pointed out, application delivery is one of the key areas that F5 focuses on, and by that we mean the ability to optimize and deliver and secure the delivery of applications. You know, F5 has worked with several application vendors, you know, key ones, Microsoft, Oracle, SAP, BEA being some of the key ones. With this release and what we see in the market out there is customers trying to not only access these applications from within their corporate LAN, but also providing access to users who are connecting remotely. So as a part of our F5 overall solution, one of the key components to provide the secure and optimized delivery of applications is Firepass product, SLVPN. And with this release, we are introducing this application-ready access, which basically enables customers to provide access to the remote workers to corporate portals, Oracle, SAP, Microsoft SharePoint, as well as key applications, email applications, which are very widely used, like OWA 2007, as well as iNotes.
And now maybe we can expand a little bit on the mobile device access capabilities that are in the new release of Firepass.
Sure. You know, Firepass, you know, already supports several mobile devices. You know, with this release, we are expanding on that to include the latest versions of Windows Mobile operating system. So, you know, think of someone having a PDA, a pocket PC or a smartphone. With this release, they can connect in from their smartphone or their pocket PC and gain access to not only common web applications or email applications, but also client-server applications. And these range pretty widely across the industry. For example, we have doctors or physicians using this for scanning the patient badges, or shipment staff using this for scanning at the point of shipment. In the retail sector, we find customers using this for managing their inventory in their stores. So a wide range of client-server applications can now be accessed using the smartphone and pocket PC devices running Windows Mobile operating system, Windows Mobile 5 and 6. In addition to that, we also added support for new iPhone from Apple. iPhone is a locked device, so we cannot push out client software there, but it does have a browser, so we could provide access for users trying to get access to their web applications as well as email via iPhone.
Let's talk about the support as well for a desktop and laptop clients. I imagine that's built into Firepass as well.
In terms of desktop and laptop support, I mean, that's clearly one of the key use scenarios for an SSL VPN. You know, you have whether it's business travelers or, you know, people working from home, typically a computer that's desktop computer or, you know, or a laptop that's widely used. And today we have support for a wide range of operating systems. In fact, on the earlier release, we were the first to introduce the Vista support for 32-bit. We are expanding on our desktop, laptop support with this release. We're adding support for full network access from your Vista 64-bit as well as the XP 64-bit operating system. So what that means is that you can essentially get access to any client-server applications, and in addition to the web-based applications from these new client OS. Another key operating system that we added support for is the Intel Mac. Pretty much all the Macintosh runs on the Intel. So we have actually built, you know, the client components so that you can get full network access from Intel Macintosh. And you see that very widely used in a variety of sectors like education sector where students use Macs, as well as healthcare. You know, it seems to be a favorite among many doctors and physicians. Even in broad-based companies, there's always a select group of users. Quite often the CEO uses Mac. So again, pretty broad set of customers can take advantage of this capability.
Now, Nigel, I want you to get a chance to jump in here as well. Maybe you can talk about how the Firepass release differentiates itself from other available SSL VPN offerings that are out there.
Yes, sure, Michael. One of the key differentiators that I believe is very good for our customers is, in fact, the integration into our overall application delivery networking architecture and solution set, especially in the areas of global traffic management and local traffic management, where SSL, VPN, concurrent user logons working together with the load balancing functions of those devices can actually provide some very useful solutions for our customers, especially in the areas of pandemic situations such as flu bugs, where more than the usual number of people may require to work remotely. And that actually leads to what we peak load conditions. Another example would be, of course, in the areas of disaster recovery, where SSL VPN client logons actually be redirected from one data center to another automatically. With our global traffic manager in conjunction with clustered firepasses, our global traffic manager can actually load balance concurrent user logons across those clustered firepasses to give what I would call an even performance distribution of concurrent users. So we can handle peak loadings in the cases of what we call the pandemic crises that a lot of networks are addressing today.
And Hari, do you have anything to add into that as well?
A couple of things I just want to add is, again, with this release, one of the key differentiators that we've added in the product is really the wide range of client devices. Talked about earlier, you know, there's for the common OS, you definitely find a lot of vendors supporting it, but really, you know, taking that, you know, with the new devices like iPhones, as well as supporting the latest Windows Mobile 6, and not just in terms of client devices, but making sure that the users can access a wide range of applications with our application-ready access capabilities to a wide range of corporate portals. So I think that's one key area of strength that a lot of customers across various industries can take advantage of. The other thing, this is not specifically with this release, but in general a key differentiator for our product, which has been very well received in our customer base, is support for visual policy management. It really helps simplify the setup and management of the access policies, specifically the endpoint security policies, through our visual policy editor. Administrators can define the policy like a flowchart in a much more intuitive way rather than having to resort to product configurations in multiple places in the UI. It really streamlines and simplifies the definition of policies. So those are a couple of other key areas of strength and differentiators for Firepass compared to other products in the marketplace.
Okay. And if folks would like to find out a little bit more about F5 Networks and also this particular, the new release of Firepass, the 6.0.2, Nigel, maybe you can tell them what the website is so they can go to.
Sure. You can go. We've actually redesigned our website now. We have a new look and feel of our website. It's much easier to navigate. And our customers can go to www.f5.com/products firepass, and you will be able to get all of the information you need, including our platform guide, our data sheets, as well as very useful white papers.
That's f5.com/products/firepass.
Firepass.
And that'll be good for folks that are also new to the product as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. I've been talking today with Nigel Baker, who's the Product Marketing Manager at F5, and also Hari Krishnan, who is the Product Marketing Manager for the Firepass product, which we've been talking about today, the latest release, Firepass 6.0.2 from F5 Networks. Thanks to both of you for being on the podcast today, and we look forward to talking about more of the products from F5 and more of what you're doing in application delivery.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. Thank you.